back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an unthinkable thing has happened in Virginia. Glenn Youngkin, he's the Republican who won the governorship by a small amount over Terry McAuliffe. And while they were at it, we also, the Democrats lost the legislature, their equivalent of the assembly. During the race, Glenn Youngkin campaigned as sort of a moderate. He knew that Virginia was starting to go blue. It's not an entirely blue state. I was stationed in Virginia, in Norfolk, Virginia, actually Little Creek in the Navy. My ship was home ported in Little Creek, Virginia, an amphibious base. Little Creek, Virginia, there are five Navy bases within a few miles of each other down there. Virginia Beach, Naval Air Station, Newport News, Newport, I should say Norfolk, great area for sailors, great area for the Navy. But, you know, there's somewhat conservative, as a Democratic congresswoman now. But up the northern suburbs around Washington, D.C., is becoming very blue. So Glenn Youngkin knew that he had to look moderate. He's a chameleon. You see a chameleon on a branch, suddenly it's brown, blends in with the branch, suddenly it's in the weeds and is green because it blends in with the weeds. This is the way Glenn Youngkin is. Well, he is making a very big racial deal out of critical race theory. Critical race theory is an academic discussion at the graduate level about the impact of race going back to the founding of the country. I've taken a look at it, and I will tell you this. Historically, some of it, just reciting the history, slaves were brought here to the United States, is accurate. Trying to cast our revolution as somehow a revolution simply to preserve slavery is false. Critical race theory is heavily criticized by historians and intellectuals. It's not taught in high schools or grade schools or colleges. In grad school, they talk about this stuff. They got nothing better to do. Well, the Republicans have taken the term and applied it to anything they don't like. And so here's what Glenn Youngkin did in Virginia. He just launched a tip line, a snitch line, for parents to snitch on teachers who say things in class they don't like. For instance, he's encouraging on this tip line for a parent to call and report a teacher, snitch on a teacher, for, quote, discussing divisive subjects. I'm not kidding. Or, quote, behaving objectionably. A little general. What you're going to have is a handful of nutjob parents snitching on very good teachers who are doing their job. Then those teachers going to have to be represented by the union. Union is going to have to hire lawyers, and that's going to be at some expense and totally unnecessary. This reminds me, this is how the Republican Party is drifting. There, for much of the Soviet Union's history, until it fell in the early 90s, when Gorbachev and Yeltsin got rid of the communist form of government, Yeltsin especially, they were free for 10 years until the murderer and thief Putin got in, communist. He was a colonel in the KGB. And now he says he's not a communist. He says, I'm just a thief and a murderer. Okay, well, okay, that's an improvement, I guess. No, not really. Not really. But throughout the life of the Soviet Union, they would arrest people, just flat out arrest, grab, snatch them out of their apartment, put them on trial. And the charge would be, I'm not kidding, quote, promoting hooliganism and parasitism. So you're a guy, maybe you're an independent journalist, and maybe you say, look, I don't like the communist form of government. I think we should open up our society. Suddenly you're in court and you're going to go off to the gulag because it's a cooked kangaroo court, a deal, cooked deal. And the charge is promoting hooliganism and parasitism. Now, what is that, by the way? No one knows. It's whatever the cooked court says it is. Now, that was under the Soviet Union. Now they still arrest people. instead of under Putin, instead of charging them with hooliganism and parasitism, they just make something up, acting against the interests of the Russian people. That's one of them, by the way. And Alexei Navalny is in prison right now, great Russian patriot, opponent of Putin, simply because Putin says he was acting adversely to Russian interests, meaning he was going to run against Putin. In China, Xi of China right now is going back to the, because China is a communist country. Mainland China is the People's Republic of China. Taiwan is the Republic of China. They both say they're China. The People's Republic of China is a communist country, the Chi-Coms. And Xi of China right now has made it a criminal offense to criticize China or its culture. This is directed at people in Hong Kong. Hong Kong had been a British colony. And back in the 1890s, they signed a deal where they would turn it over to the Chinese in 99 years. And everybody in the 1890s go, well, we're not going to be around 99 years, so what the heck? So everybody partied on, and they had a good economy, and they made money, and everything was fine. Then suddenly in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they realized, hey, 99 years coming up pretty quick. China lied and said, oh, we're going to keep it the same way it was. So Britain turned it over. Britain turned it over. Immediately they cracked down. They cook elections. You can only run if you have Xi's permission, the Communist Party permission. And they are throwing journalists in jail, people in jail, and they're even pursuing people who leave the country by imprisoning their relatives till they come back. It's a communist country. That's what communism is. So Glenn Youngkin in Virginia right now is putting in a snitch line for parents to inform on teachers if they are, quote, teaching divisive subjects or behaving objectionably. Now, how is that different from promoting hooliganism and parasitism? How is that different from Xi in China saying that if you criticize China or Xi, it's a criminal offense? Here it's not a criminal offense, but that teacher can get fired if they don't have counsel, and the union's going to have to provide the counsel, and the union lawyers are very good, but they are going to be complaints against any teacher who isn't themselves a right-wing nut. Look what happened in Mequon-Thiensville. Mequon-Thiensville is one of the most affluent communities in the state of Wisconsin, with one of the highest educational standards. You know, Homestead High School, if you look at the North Shore of Milwaukee, you can go from Homestead High School, Nicolet, Whitefish Bay, Shorewood. The North Shore high schools are among the best in the states. Mequon-Thiensville is a very, very desirable area to live in, a very expensive area. And even there, they had four right-wingers try to throw people out of the school board. They didn't succeed. One of them was somebody who's connected to Rebecca Clayfish's campaign. And she's the one who said that Planned Parenthood is a white supremacy organization. These are the kinds of people running for the school board. And even though they didn't win, now a couple of the school board members are not running for re-election. They won the recall. They said, we don't need this. We don't need threats against our families. This is slowly happening in Wisconsin. But Glenn Youngkin has put in a snitch line against good teachers. This has got to be overturned in court. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.